As an active director of two profile women's clinics, my guest understands the fears and concerns of an abortion-minded woman. While involved in a highly abusive relationship, she suffered the trauma of not one, but three abortions. The memory still haunts her, and it has changed the course of her life. Hello, this is Sonia Hines, and welcome to Spotlight. Today, my guest is Wendy Burpee, and she has been married for 25 years and is a mother to three children. She is a certified Christian counselor, specializing in pro-life counseling and post-abortion trauma, and she currently serves as the executive director of Genesis Women's Clinic and Genesis Moms House. Welcome, Wendy.
Hello.
Now, Wendy, I shared earlier that you unfortunately were involved in a highly abusive relationship and subsequently had three abortions, which changed your life. Tell us about this life-changing experience.
Yeah, it was a crazy time. And I graduated from a Christian school, and life was going as it was supposed to go. And I came back from my first semester of college, and I met a guy, and he was not a Christian. And I got involved in that relationship, and my parents did not want me to stay living in my home if I was going to continue to see him. So, you know, next thing you know, there I am in a little apartment and kind of making decisions that I knew I shouldn't be making. And I found out I was pregnant, and I did not really know a whole lot about Planned Parenthood. I did know that abortion was wrong, of course, but I just didn't know a lot about, you know, what they did and all the kind of messaging that they fed into your mind. And so I agreed to go with him and talk out the options. And, you know, I went into the building and they took me back and I received an ultrasound, which I was not allowed to see. They kept it facing them, so I wasn't, you know, able to see the baby or how far along I was. And I did ask the question, how far along am I? And the answer was, you're early. And in Planned Parenthood world, that could mean a lot of things. I should have said, well, please be more specific about how far along I am. And then I was put into another room and told that a doctor would be in to talk to me further. And I was terrified and alone. And that, you know, there you are sitting in this room by yourself, and I'm shaking, and I'm trying to think about what I want to say to him. And I mean, I didn't really come with the intention of, I'll just have an abortion today. I just thought I was going to find out information. And a woman came in, she said, I got some medication for you, and it's going to help to really calm you down. You obviously seem very upset. So I swallowed this medication, you know, because at 19, you don't think to ask more questions. And after a period of time, I woke up in another room. The abortion had already happened, and I never spoke to a doctor, never saw a doctor, never had a conversation that I was really sitting there waiting to have. So that's kind of how it all began.
So you never really fully consented. You were waiting to have a conversation.
Correct.
Your story also mentions that you had two other abortions. So tell us about that.
You know, the devil knows when you're alone and when you're vulnerable. And so this new guy comes along, and he was fun and exciting and good looking and all those things. He was drinking, and he did become very abusive at one point, you know, early on. And I stayed with him, and then there you go, I'm pregnant again. He didn't really want to just go and chat at Planned Parenthood. He said, you're going to get an abortion, and that's what we're doing. And he had spoken to his mom, and they decided that was what was best for me. And I think that's important to know, that so many of the women that come to us, they don't really want an abortion. They don't really want a baby either, but they don't want an abortion. They're afraid. They're upset. Somebody in their family or their boyfriend has told them that that's what they should do. And they kind of follow that thinking all the way through to the end and don't really realize that they should take some more time to really consider, you know, all their options and what they really want for themselves. So I did go to Planned Parenthood again. This time I was very much a woman that was abused, and it was obvious. I was covered with bruises. Anybody would have seen that, and they took me back, same process, can't see the ultrasound, don't know how far along you are. I was really, really not wanting it. I begged him to reconsider. And, you know, at that point, I think I was 21 years old. And, you know, well, why didn't you just do what you wanted to do? Well, when you're being abused, you kind of think that the other person has all the power, all the control. And so I went through with it again. And the next day, I was pretty sick. And these were surgical abortions back in the 90s. So I went to work because I couldn't afford not to, and I barely made it through the day. I got home. I said to him, listen, you need to take me to a hospital, which he did. And he dropped me off and drove to the bar and left me there alone. And by the time I walked into the emergency room, very quickly I passed out. I was unconscious. They took me to the back and got me to come to, and I explained my situation. And I was rushed back for an emergency D&C. And then they treated me with antibiotics for an infection that had started. I was in need of a blood transfusion, and there was damage to the uterus. So there was a lot that happened to save my life that day. I went home a few days later from the hospital. He had never come back to the hospital, and we never spoke of it again. Probably 4 or 5 months later, I was pregnant again. I was on birth control. Whether you believe that you should be or shouldn't be, I was at that point in my life. It just wasn't effective. So there I am pregnant again. This time I didn't even tell him because I didn't want to get beat up. And I drove myself over to Planned Parenthood and had a third abortion, exactly the same story, only this time I just didn't care as much, I guess. That sounds terrible, but I was lost and broken and didn't think I deserved to be anyone's mother. Then there you go, three abortions.
Wendy, you are the executive director of Genesis Women's Clinic and Genesis Moms House. So clearly now you have a burden for women that are facing unplanned pregnancies. And so what advice would you have given your younger self, or the type of advice that you give to women now who come to your clinic?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really sacred moment when I step into the room, and I still do much of the counseling with women that come in. I feel that that's something that God has called me to, and I understand almost like an instinctive feeling about what is the most important thing that that woman is thinking about at that moment. What is her greatest fear? And so I sit and I talk with her, and I explain that I do really understand what she's feeling in that moment. And it's really, really important that she's given time to really express what's going on in her own mind. And then I'm able to share. I don't always share my story, but I do often share it, the regret that I have felt, and how God was able to forgive and redeem my life. And I really hope that my discussion with her stops her in her thought process that abortion is just the only option, and that her baby is valuable, that her becoming a mother is not the end of her life. It is something that will change her life, but she can still move forward and do great things. Only now, you know, she's going to have a little someone with her to do that.
It's important to know that there are other options. As you mentioned, that's what you do at Genesis Women's Clinic and some of the other pro-life organizations. They're now a little bit more visible, giving women another option other than a Planned Parenthood situation. And now I know that you speak at different women's events and different pro-life fundraisers. And so by doing that, what do you hope that people will learn from your story, and how does that benefit the various organizations?
Well, after my book in 2022, Running Toward Abortion, came out, that I decided to tell my story. I wanted it to be available to people that were still considering abortion, that had been through an abortion, to young people who don't really understand what abortion does to the human heart. And so after that came out, I decided, okay, Lord, what's next? You just keep directing me. Tell me what you want me to do with my past, and I'll do it. And I share my story to impassion people to really understand what it's like to be in that room making that decision, and how we need to come together and do everything we can to protect both mother and child, and give women truth and change the narrative of what is happening in our country towards abortion and towards pregnancy centers, because these girls are not getting truth. And they're not getting truth in their schools, and they're not getting truth with their friends. And so we need to give women truth, and we need to truly empower women with the intense value of the human life that grows inside of them and their own value. So, it's a privilege, and I think God just fires me up when I get up on that stage to share my story, and it helps other people, and God is glorified in that, and I'm very grateful for that.
You know, Wendy, your story, it's just a confirmation that there's forgiveness in Christ, that there's redemption as well. Now you've been married for 25 years, and you're a mother to 3 children. So thank you for sharing that story. I pray that it will be an encouragement. How can people learn more about you and your ministry?
I do have a website for speaking, and that is Wendy, the number 4, Wendy for Life.
Wendy, can you tell us the name of your book again?
Sure. It's Running Toward Abortion.
And where can we find your book?
It is available on Amazon.
Again, my guest is Wendy Burpee, the executive director of Genesis Women's Clinic and Genesis Mom's Home in Pottstown and Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. Thank you again for coming on and sharing your story, and we'll continue to pray for your ministry.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Thank you for listening.
Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or regular mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road. That's spelled M-A-K-Y-E-S, 13215.